I'd like to welcome all of you this day as we gather together across time and split time and space and place for worship on this, our fifth Sunday of Easter. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed, alleluia. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the wellspring of grace, our Easter and our joy. Immersed in the promises of baptism, let us give thanks for what God has done for us. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your voice thundered over the deep and water became the essence of life. Adam and Eve beheld Eden's verdant rivers. The ark carried your creation through the flood into a new day. Miriam led the dancing as your people passed through the sea into freedom's land. In a desert pool, the Ethiopian official entered your boundless baptismal life. At the river, your beloved son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By the baptism of Jesus' death and resurrection, you opened the floodgates of your reconciling love, freeing us to live as Easter people. We rejoice with glad hearts, giving all honor and praise to you through the risen Christ, our source of living water, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Let us pray. O God, you give us your Son as the vine, apart from whom we cannot live. Nourish our life in his resurrection, that we may bear the fruit of love and know the fullness of your joy. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our first reading is from Acts, the 8th chapter. An angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Get up and go toward the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a wilderness road." So Philip got up and went. Now there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of Cadence, the queen of the Ethiopians, in charge of her entire treasury. He had come to Jerusalem to worship, and he was returning home. Seated in his chariot, he was reading the prophet Isaiah. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go over to this chariot and join." So Philip ran up to it and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah. Philip asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" The Ethiopian official replied, "How can I, unless somebody guides me?" And he invited Philip to get in and sit beside him. Now the passage of scripture that the official was reading was this: "Like a sheep he was led to slaughter, and like a lamb silent before its shearer, so he does not open his mouth. In his humiliation justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth." The eunuch asked Philip, "About whom, may I ask you, does the prophet say this, about himself or about someone else?" Then Philip began to speak, and starting with this scripture, he proclaimed to him the good news about Jesus. As they were going along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, here is water. What is to prevent me from being baptized?" The eunuch commanded the chariot to stop, and both of them, Philip and the eunuch, went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. The eunuch saw him no more, and went on his way rejoicing. But Philip found himself at Azotus, and as he was passing through the region, he proclaimed the good news to all the towns until he came to Caesarea. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. A reading from 1 John. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way: God sent the only Son into the world so that we might live through this Son. In this love, not that we loved God, but rather that God loved us and sent the Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sin. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and God's love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in God and God in us, because God has given us the gift of the Holy Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent the Son as the Savior of the world. God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and they abide in God. So we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment, because as Christ is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. We love because God first loved us. Those who say, I love God, and hate a brother or sister are liars. For those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. The commandment we have from God is this: those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This is the Holy Gospel according to John, the 15th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. My Father removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, my Father prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. One of my favorite books is The Overstory by Richard Powers. And in order to not give too much of the plot away, because I do suggest that you read this, this book is about trees. And some of it even takes place in Iowa. And while The Overstory is a work of fiction, it does tell factual information about how trees work and work together. And I learned so much about how God designed trees from this book. And it turns out, trees are very communal plants. Trees can share resources with each other. They can warn each other about insects and droughts and diseases. Trees do make up a community with other trees and a community within themselves. A tree would suffer if it was only a trunk and one branch. The branches need each other and the trunk, and individual trees need all of the other trees around it. It's all very amazing and incredibly fascinating. And I wonder if Jesus had this in mind as he tells the disciples today, I am the vine and you are the branches. Jesus is telling his disciples, and us, about reality, using this vine and branch image. And the reality is that, like it or not, we are in community. We are in community with the triune God and with Jesus, who is the vine, our source of life and our identity. No matter what other identities and labels we may have and receive throughout our life, ultimately and always, our identity is found in Jesus Christ, our vine, our source of life and our love. And we are a community within and amongst each other. Because we and all people are branches on that same vine who is Jesus, we are not a solo branch on a solo vine. Like trees, being a solo branch on a solo vine would be detrimental. Instead, all of us are branches on the very same vine. And we all need that vine and we all need each other. Because like it or not, we are in community with Jesus and each other, and we need Jesus and each other in order to live. And this is just the reality that Jesus is explaining to us. But it is a reality that can be very easy for us to forget. Setting down the vine and branch metaphor for a little bit here, it can be so easy to think and act and behave as though we are alone and isolated, or that this life of faith is just about me and Jesus. Our society is very focused on the individual, and we are so often distracted from the reality that we are all connected and that we need each other and we need Christ as our center. Life, as Jesus is telling his disciples, isn't about us. It isn't even about my or your individual relationship with Jesus. Life is about God, and God's reconciling love for the whole world in Jesus Christ. It is about all of us united in baptism with each other and with all of the saints from all times and places joined together as the one body of Christ, because we cannot do this life alone. God has created all of us to be in relationship with God and with each other. And if we pick up that vine and branch image again, we cannot live without the vine. And as we learn from trees, we cannot exist or live as a solo branch on that vine. Connected to Christ and connected to each other, we are able to support and love each other and the world through the highs and lows of our life. And we will not do this perfectly, but I want to note where we are in this moment in John's Gospel. As Jesus is telling his disciples about Christ being the vine and that they are the branches, this is all happening before Jesus dies. This section that we read today is a part of Jesus' farewell, his last conversation with his disciples. This is a part of his final teachings to them before he is crucified. And Jesus is speaking to the disciples a word of promise and hope, and speaking a reality to people that he knows are about to deny and betray and abandon him. That doesn't make Jesus' words, "I am the vine, you are the branches," less true. Jesus choosing them, Jesus choosing you, is more powerful than the sin of the world. And in his crucifixion, Jesus proves that once and for all, nothing will stop God from choosing God's people. Nothing will stop God from choosing you. There's nothing that we can do to prevent Jesus from loving us and from Jesus to be bringing us into community with him and all of creation. And we get to hear this story today on this side of the resurrection, knowing that Christ has triumphed over sin and death. And it invites us all back into awareness of this reality of community that we have in Jesus Christ. And in a world where loneliness and isolation and disconnection are so prevalent, this is the good news of life and love and wholeness in Jesus Christ. It is the good news that the reality is we aren't alone and we need each other. Christ has known you and all people from before we were even born. Christ has claimed you as God's very own in the promises of baptism, and Christ calls you to abundant and communal life in him with all of the baptized. There is nothing, no power of sin that can take this promise, this good news, this reality away from us. Amen. Let us sing together the hymn, "Let All Things Now Living." living together in trust and hope, let us confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate, he suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless you now and forever. Amen. Alleluia, go in peace, rejoice and be glad. Thanks be to God. Alleluia.